But right now, let's have some ticket stock fun. And we want to bring on one of our favorite people at the station, one of our best friends. And that's our buddy EA Azad, who I hear has a wireless microphone somewhere.
Hello, hello, can
EA,
you hear me?
Where are you?
Right.
Start dancing.
Right,
start dancing
right
so I can dance a little bit more. Dance a little harder.
Bump, okay,
stop dancing.
He's moving his feet, but his hips are moving even more.
My hips don't lie. First of all, I just want to say, what is Slovakia? Like, who cares? Like, we're going to beat them.
Okay, keep going. What else you got?
The only thing I know about Slovakia is, like, that's where all those internet girls are all from.
Internet girls?
Oh. Yeah. If you, like, go look at girls online, they're all from Slovakia.
Okay. So. On Muzmatch?
No, that's a very haram.
Okay.
Anyway.
We're moving on.
Would your mom be okay if you brought home a Slovakian girl?
I would definitely try to convince her.
Okay, very good.
What if it's Alyssa Liu?
Alyssa, I saw her. She's not bad.
That probably mean a lot to her.
She's not bad.
She won gold.
Yeah, she's 20. Her. We all know this.
20. All right. We got two people here. Hi, how are you doing? I'm EA. Nice to meet you. Hi, what's your name?
You got to put the mic in front of her mouth.
Hello, Christy. Are you a big P1?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, good, good. We're going to test your knowledge. What is your favorite P1 memory?
Oh, wow. There's so many. The one that stands out was, I guess, last week when Corby said that we need to talk about some nips instead of hips.
I remember that.
That's classic.
That's a good classic one, even though it's only from last week.
Instant classic.
Anything from within the last year?
You're putting me on the spot.
Look, we'll go with your first one. What's your name again?
Christy.
Christy, that's right.
Okay. With a K or a C? K, that's the right way.
Ask her about her farts.
All right, thank you, Christy.
By the way, you're not really testing their knowledge. Yeah. If it's their own memory.
Yeah, we're just going for, let's just go with memories.
That's what I said.
Favorite things about being a P1.
Is this a personal anecdote?
I mean, whatever your memory is of the ticket.
Okay. Do you want to know?
Well, first, can I know what's your name?
Natalie.
Natalie, very pretty name, Natalie.
So when I was in, this is how I discovered the ticket. So when I was in high school, one of my buddies IM'd me on AOL and told me that this radio station was at our Dairy Queen, because I'm a big Mavs fan, and they were giving away free Mavs tickets. So I painted myself blue to go up there for the spirit competition, and then I went into the Dairy Queen, and I think I tried to do a cartwheel and said, "Go Mavs," and then I won a year's supply of Blizzards.
Wow. That's badass.
That is awesome.
And then I started listening to the ticket.
What show was it?
It was Norm.
Okay.
Great Norm. If I had
the
hard line,
would have
Blizzards,
been way more inappropriate.
I would be in a diabetic coma for the rest of my life. So.
Well, you don't eat them all at once.
It's 52. I think they assume you'll have one a week.
Yeah, I wouldn't have one a week.
But you would only get 52.
That's right.
Math is not his strong suit.
It's not my strong suit. But Natalie, also, what was your screen name back in the day?
Nat2BBK.
Nice. Mine was Political BTK. Man 15.
Political Man?
Political Man?
Yeah, I was into politics back in the day.
What happened?
Okay, give us
yeah. Let's see.
All right, ask everybody their AOL Instant Messenger screen name.
Hello. How are you doing? I love your beard.
Thank you.
You look like a killer guy. Our killer guy. What's your name?
Not like Bundy.
Sorry, say that again.
Brandon.
Brandon. And Brandon, are you a big P1? So what is your favorite memory of the ticket?
I fought for Donnie and Matt in the fight night.
Okay.
Okay, I like that.
How did
that
go?
So you're a fighter.
Yes.
And a killer guy.
Yes.
Good, good. I see you have a bat.
Yeah, I got a bat.
Are you going to use it? Who'd you use it on?
Over there on the inflatable cage.
Okay, good. Don't use it on me. I like you, Brandon. All right. Moving on. This woman's shaking her head.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Hi, I see you're a Dallas Stars fan, I'm assuming. What is your name, ma'am?
Alicia.
Nice name. Nice name.
Well, she's put out with you already.
Are you a big P1?
Yeah.
Okay, and what is your favorite memory of the ticket? Not other than me. You don't know. You got to know one thing. Come on.
Yeah. Blanking.
Okay, well, blanking. She's probably thinking of me.
Being grilled by EA will probably be pretty high on your list.
Before
this woman right here, I know her. What's your name, ma'am?
Annabelle.
Annabelle. I've seen her a lot. She's a good person. Let's talk. I know you're a big P1, but what's your favorite memory?
Of the chair.
My favorite. Being at Ticket Stock every year.
Being at Ticket Stock. She does come to Ticket Stock every year.
Where's your kids? You always bring your kids.
She's at school.
Okay.
Yeah, school's overrated. School, man. I mean, come on. All right, we're looking. Weekend, thank right? you. Thank you so much. What about you, sir?
All right, EA Reset. Tell everybody who you are.
Oh, my name is EA, by the way. I'm one of the premier members of the Ticket.
What's your role? What do you do?
Time
check.
Pay extra to get EA.
All right, guys.
Premier.
Sir, you look like an established person.
I wish.
What does that mean?
He looks rich.
Established.
He looks rich.
I'm sorry.
You're not rich? No, you look rich. Anyway, what's your name?
How much money do you...
Moose?
Bruce.
Oh, Bruce.
Bruce.
Yeah. No,
it's Bruce.
All right, Bruce, what's your favorite Ticket moment?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I mean, there's just too many.
What's your least favorite?
I don't have an answer for you, EA.
Bruce, you called me over, and you weren't ready. Like, come on, Bruce. He called you.
This gentleman's
you.
Ready.
I apologize. This is the real P1 right here.
But anyway.
Oh, thank you.
You with your
he's
owl.
Got bits. He got an EAL. Awesome.
My best moment was back when y'all had Ticket Stock at Benbrook Lake, and that's been a long time ago. Dude, y'all probably don't even remember it. Benbrook Lake, where you had the party out there.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And Gordon Keefe was on stage. Mm-hmm. And I used to think Gordon was an idiot and a butthole. Now I realize he's a miracle.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
He is.
He's like Romo.
And this was way back then. I've been a P1 day one, even when the station started, Skip Bayless. But Gordon, I just wonder why he doesn't do any more Billy Tubbs or Woody Allen or... Stephen Attic was here this morning. I think he's here.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, you mentioned one of the persons. I think a lot of them are on the Epstein list, so we can't do that. So.
And you are a professional broadcaster.
I am. Thank you, sir. See, I think we have a winner.
What's your name?
What's your name, sir?
My name is Paul Robinson.
Paul Robbins.
Oh. P1 day one.
Paul,
P1
I like him. He's Paul the leader Robbins. So far. Paul, get up here.
Yeah, Paul,
you're
get up
winner.
There. You are a winner.
Day one.
He called me a professional broadcaster, and that's what we're doing. Hey, P1s, I love you out there.
Anyone that calls Gordon a butthole.
Yeah. If you say B-hole on our show, you win.
You know the way to our heart.
That's our word of Ticket Stock.
B-hole
this year.
Whisperer.
Oh, sorry. Hold on. This one lady wants to wave at me.
Oh.
Hi, I just needed to present Monty with his son, Norm Sanju.
Oh, yeah.
From the Mavs game.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Say your name.
Stacy.
It's lovely, Stacy.
I love Stacy, and Stacy loves me. There we go.
Thank you, Stacy.
Peace out.